Hazel,
Hello, Michelle.
how are you? Have you been audacious this week at all?
I have been audacious, not as audacious as some people I've been hearing about lately. Let's jump right into it and announce your new project because it's going to be our case study for talking about how to be audacious today.
So a couple weeks ago, I run the meetup in Rochester, New York, and I'm always struggling to find speakers. And it's a once a month meeting, and I think about my network and I tap into my network, but I always feel bad, like just like approaching people. I mean, I shouldn't, right? Like people like to share, but I just like, hey, do you want to come speak at my meetup? Because I'm always afraid people are going to be like, I can't say no to Michelle, but I want to
Yeah,
kind of thing, right? Like we all have that in ourselves. Like, just don't want to ask too much of people. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if I had a tool where I could be like, who wants to speak? And then I could be like, oh, this person said they want to speak and tap them. And then I thought, well, I am incredibly well networked in WordPress, but not everybody. And I can ask people, right? Even whether I want to or not, I can
sure.
tap people on the shoulder. But there are people who are running their local meetups who aren't as well connected as I am, who may not have been in the community as long as I have or had the opportunity to travel to different WordCamps and meet people. How, if I'm struggling from time to time, how must other people who perhaps aren't as well connected as I am finding topics and people to speak? And I do know that several meetups over the pandemic died off or at least went dormant for a time because of the
Sure.
same kind of idea. So I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting if we had a database of people who wanted to speak? Well, geez, how could I create a database of people who want to speak? So I registered
And to be
W.
clear, speaking about WordPress.
About WordPress within the WordPress community, with not only at official WordPress events like meetups and WordCamps, but other things too. Like this week has been the Adorim Summit,
Yeah.
WordFests, and things like
10,000
that,
people
where
at that one. It was huge.
it was huge. I got to talk about podcasting. I may have mentioned your name.
I love it. I heard it.
Oh, good. But I really was starting to think about it. So, and I was in a conversation with somebody else who was talking about wanting to do things to serve the community, and it popped in my head. And I said, if you want this idea, I'll gift it to you. You can take this and run with it. And they said, I don't have the resources to make it happen. I go, well, then do you mind if I do? And they're like, go for it. So, a week and a half later, I registered the domain that day because I was like, somebody might hear me
I
thinking
know.
about it and register it, right? Like, if you don't strike while the iron's hot. And
But also, can I pause real quick before you
yeah,
continue
of
the rest?
course.
Only you would give someone an idea and say, "Well, is it okay if I do that idea?"
When I did say they could have it first, right? So, but yes, I know I'm a little silly that way. So I registered the domain, and then this past Monday, so this is Friday that we're recording. Monday, I started building it. Tuesday, off and on throughout the day, Mark Westgard from WS Form and Katie Keith from Barn 2 Plugins got in there and did some of the back end work that I didn't know how to do because I'm not a developer. I don't know code as well, and to be able to make the database work, to be searchable, to how to connect all the pieces together. And then a local friend, Marianne Reisig, got in there and showed me how to use Cadence Elements to display
Love it.
things, which is wonderful. So it really was a whole community, and I have so many people to be grateful for. And Wednesday during the Adorim networking lounge, I just soft launched it, and a few people joined the database. And I was like, wow, there's five people in the database. And then they tweeted about it and tagged me in it. And by the end of that day, I had like 60 people in the database. And as of this afternoon, which is just 48 hours later, I have 116 speakers in that database.
Holy
And
moly, Michelle. Congratulations.
from all over the world too, I might add. So I love the fact that it's not US centric, it's not, time zone centric. It literally is people all over the world who can speak in their areas or remotely or travel, right? So lots of opportunities. It's not a finished product yet. People are saying, well, you should have put something in there like what languages people speak. I'm like,
Oh,
ah,
sure.
what a
All
great
kinds of different
idea.
ideas.
So I will be adding this weekend. I'm adding a page for speaker resources and organizer resources. Like, how do you get better at speaking? How do you write your bio? Some of those kinds
Oh,
of
I
things.
love that. So as we
So it's
dive into it, real quick again, name of the project.
WPSpeakers.com.
WPSpeakers.com. And again, remind people the timeline of this.
Yeah, so a week and a half ago, I conceptualized it. Monday, I started building it, and Wednesday, I launched it, and today, it's successful. And I
If
already have
anybody's
three.
wondering
I
why you
already
host a podcast named Audacity, it's that's the reason.
And three people, three sponsors already paid to be sponsors for the first year too. So I already have profited off of this, which is just amazing.
I love proof of audacity in action. I have a
Yeah.
project that I've been saying I'm going to launch for the past 3 weeks, and this makes me feel like I should be more audacious and just press publish.
Just do it. Just do it.
Oh, I know. Okay, well, let's hop into a couple of the things that you've learned from this, like how we can help. Like, I think one of the things that I really noticed that you've done here and you mentioned as well is gap filling without permission. Like, especially when we're talking about the WordPress community, there's so many folks, for lack of a better word, that are just so scrappy. And that's what I love about it. And because of that ethos that's in the community, so many folks I notice do see like cool little ways to fix things, whether not necessarily in core, I'm talking about just in general in the world, in the wherever at the restaurant that they go to. And that taking an opportunity that feels low risk enough to not ask permission, and like you gauge the risk of where it needs to be. I think you did a great job with this project. It wasn't something
Thank
that tell me about like how you decided to do that without permission.
you. Yeah, so I mean, the first thing I always do is look and see if there is a gap, right? So, is that does something exist I'm not aware of that's already filling that gap, and can I help boost that person, right? So I never want to like shadow anybody else's attempt to do the same thing. So if there had already been something, if I discovered it and somebody was already doing it, how could I be a resource for them? How could I help boost their project so that other people could join it? I didn't see anything there. I didn't I, there was no gap, or there was a gap in this need to be able to connect people to speak at things. And by the way, it's good for podcasters too, right? Like, hey, I want to talk to somebody about SEO. You can search that.
Yep.
And so there was a gap, and like that, well, if it was in a company, if I was working for my company, you know, where I am at Stellar, if I would have to ask permission, I would have to say, hey, this doesn't exist, like we did with WP.events, right? Like, this doesn't exist
Sure, good
anywhere.
example.
How can we create something that would be good? And then you have to get sign off on it. You have to get approval for people's time. I can't just make the decisions unilaterally about what it should look like. When it's my own project, I don't have to ask permission. I don't have to get buy-in from anybody if I don't want to. You know, I asked some trusted people who I needed their help, like Mark Westgaard and, you know, people like that. Like, what do you think? Can you help? That kind of thing. And just went for it, right? Like, the worst thing that could happen is I get an email from Josepha or Matt or somebody higher up in WordPress going, that was pretty audacious. And I would have been like, I know, right?
Right. But I also
But
think, like, again, gauging the risk and understanding, like, you made a wise decision. You knew where
right.
it would be. You probably knew how they would react. I wouldn't be surprised if you had even reached out to Josepha and let her know directly.
I did.
Yeah, exactly.
And to
I
Matt
think,
too.
exactly. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. But I do think it's really cool that you've been able to do this. And I think one of the things that comes with Audacity that is challenging is, at the beginning of a project, when you are audacious, it actually, the less stakeholders involved, the better. And you have to have your very
Absolutely.
trusted, you have to have your trusted stakeholders, right? You have, and that can happen in an organization. There's a book I've read called This Might Get Me Fired. Well, and it's about being what's called an intrapreneur at an organization. And it'll probably get you fired, but it's about this idea of like how to do it. One of his tips, I forget the author's name, but one of his tips is about finding, like, you have to have a couple of just very, very close stakeholders to make anything like that work in a larger type organization. So to me, the shortcut is usually like, well, the less stakeholders, the better, or your couple of trusted ones. And I think also, I'd love to hear a little bit about how you leverage your network to get this done in such short order. I think that is one of the key leg ups to being able to like do these kind of test projects really quickly, is having such a strong network. Not only that you can kind of bounce ideas off of, like you did, not only that you can ask soft permission or just let know that you're going to, like you did, but also to help you launch and promote and build it, like you did. So tell me about all your networking skills that came into play with this one.
So, you know, I love Twitter, as we all know, in spite of the fact that it's kind of a shit show right now, but I still love Twitter and leveraging That I'm closing in on 14,000 followers there. So definitely sharing things across
Congrats.
that. Thank you. Sharing things across that network absolutely helps, right? But I actually leverage DMing on Slack even more. So on Wednesday, when I thought, well, let's beta test this, I just copy and pasted the same message to you, to other people, saying, hey, I think this is ready for the world. I did a thing. I think I just said I built a thing. I think it's ready for people. What do you think? I'd love to have you in the database. And I
and when
probably
we talk
said,
about Slack, we should probably say like where you're reaching out to folks. I mean, like it's helpful. There are these WordPress communities for Slack, like on Post Status or the WordPress channel itself. I imagine there's probably others as well.
There are. There's ladies in WordPress. There's Black Press. There's LGBTQ Press. There's a lot of different channels and organizations that I'm involved in. And I heavily leveraged some people within the Liquid Web Slack, reached out to some people like, Timothy Jacobson, and he was like, I'm on it. I'm in there, right? And a few other people. I didn't send it to everybody because I didn't want to overwhelm and I didn't want to be like, Michelle spamming people. But I did spam people in Post Status because I get to control Post Status.
Love it. Yes.
As one of
you're
the
on
admins
network.
There.
That's a form of networking. Well,
yeah.
Awesome, you guys. You're there because of networking,
ultimately.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. And then, yes, in the WordPress one, also Hero Press and Big Orange Heart and Canada Press and just like the WP Minute. Like, I literally reached out to a bunch of people. I've had, that's the funny thing is, I meant to reach out to people in publishing like Devinder for Weekly WP
Oh,
and
like
things like that,
official
right?
possible.
Yeah, only they reached out to me first, like, hey, I heard this is going on, can I write about it? So Do the Woo already talked about it this morning on his Friday podcast, and it's just amazing to me. I'm literally, my face hurts from smiling from all of the great feedback I've gotten and the people who are excited about the project.
Can you do me a favor a moment though? Can you tell me, so just so everybody else can relate to, people probably don't think that you have these thoughts even, but I know that you probably do. As you were preparing to send out all those Slack messages, what were all the negative self-talk that you had? Because I want
Yeah.
everybody to know that you have that too. Like, you're
I do.
Sending out these messages, but it's scary still.
It is. Well, one of the scariest things is that people tell me I do too much. Right. And that, like, oh, one more thing, and you'll never be hireable because
The
people think you do
judgment.
too much. And yeah, there's a lot of judgment that goes on. And so like when we added this podcast, people were like, another podcast. I'm like, I know I can't help it. I want to share my knowledge. I want to work with Hazel on things. So I was like, oh, one more thing, Michelle, but that's not what happened. Right. So like, I reach out to people. I'm like, I built a website. It's pretty much going to run itself other than approving and things like that. It's one of those things that it's not a podcast. I don't have to record every week. It's like, it sits there. I monitor it. I make sure that it's working the right way. But after the initial launch, it's not going to be hours and hours every week. Right. So by and large, the feedback's been great. Other than like a few people here and there going, oh, somebody said you made the company and the title required. That's not great for all the people that just got laid off in our community. I was like, you are right. Let me go fix that right now. So but being able to react and do that quickly and like, didn't mean to offend, so like, we'll fix that.
And I would suspect in almost any project that has a large amount of audacity, especially with a low amount of people in it, it's going to be a V1 or V2 of a project that is intended to be like, yeah, there's going to be stuff I have to still do. But I think this one is a great example of how you just like knocked it out of the park with all of like being so audacious, delivering a good product for the community, and building your, like, using your network so strong to like leverage building this project. So
I mean,
I think
I didn't,
it's fantastic.
I didn't mean it to coincide with Adorim, but the fact that I was in networking lounges this week while I launched it certainly did not hurt, right? So I was able to talk to people about it. And as I was talking to people, I was getting emails that they had already, that they were like filling out the page and getting into the network. And I will say that one last thing is, I did send it to somebody who said, I've never spoken in WordPress. They're like a longtime community member. And she said, I don't think that this is really for me. I said, well, do you want to speak in WordPress? So they're like, yeah. I go, then this is how you do it. I'm like, you don't have to be a speaker to want to be a speaker and to want to share your knowledge. So I just want to put that out there too.
Absolutely. And I think we talk about this every single episode, but this is another example of just ask. Like, it's really just ask. I was telling my daughter the other day, who said she was embarrassed by I don't know, something happened to basketball. And I was like, how many other people's embarrassing moments can you remember, Zelda? And she's like, well, she's like thinking, she's actually trying to remember, and she couldn't remember a single other person's embarrassing moment. And that's how I always think of it when I'm going. I'm like, everybody's involved in their own stuff. If I do something slightly embarrassing, they're going to forget about it in about 3 seconds.
Exactly. Like I said yesterday, and when I talked about podcasting, that once I sneezed in the middle of recording a webinar and I didn't want to stop, I didn't want to go back and edit it out. So I was just like, screw it, just leave it in there. People sneeze. If I was on stage and I sneezed, when I say, sorry, we got to start over, right? So, like,
Yes.
just the embarrassing moments will come. I'm sure I've said things on podcasts that later that I go, ugh, why did I say that, right? But just go for it, just do it. The people
Would
are
just,
much,
only thing
people are
I would
forgiving.
recommend, I would limit bodily functions to like coughs or sneezes.
Well, okay, yes, I will agree with that. I will agree with that. I do mute myself. Like, if I know I'm gonna sneeze or burp or something, I will mute myself and hope the other person doesn't just leave this long silence. But yeah, for sure.
Well, great,
Yeah.
Michelle. Again, well, remind folks the name of your new project and where
Yep,
they can find it.
it's WPSpeakers.com. It will not have its own Twitter. I'm going to just tweet about it from my own account because I don't need one more Twitter account to manage. And I'm just super excited about it. If you think you want to speak ever or you are a speaker, please feel free to join the database. It is a free gift to the community. It will always remain free to search, free to enter, because I want it to be as open source as possible as far as access. And so yeah, please come join me.
Congrats, Michelle. And then we're going to be looking for podcast guests here on this podcast. So if anybody ever wants to join us and chat about other things they've done, drop us a line, me or Michelle, on Twitter or any other places. We're probably some of the easiest people to find on the internet. So
Absolutely.
drop us a line. All right, Michelle, we'll
Sounds
see
good.
you next time.
Absolutely. Take care.